Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 181 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Hamza, but before we get to that, I just want to say, hey, if you're interested in building a website from scratch, I've done it a couple times live on the website at smartpassiveincome.com and shared every bit and part of it from how I selected those niches or niches, if you prefer it to be said that way, to building the websites, to creating content, to monetizing both of those sites, actually one in the security guard training industry and the other in the food truck industry. If you go to Niche Site Duel, that's D-U-E-L, that's nichesiteduel.com, you could check out all the free content there, all the reports and data and analytics that go behind each of those websites that are still running, still up, still generating passive income. Again, that's nichesiteduel.com. Now, let's get to today's question from Hamza.
What's up, Pat? My name's Hamza, and I'm from BarcaByFans.com. I add my blog, share podcast, news, videos, articles, daily news, and too much more. My blog is about Football Club Barcelona, and it has around 180 million football fans around the globe. Pat, my question is that how do you get to know that your customers have started trusting you? Or you can think that I'm asking, how do you get to know what is the best time for you to launch your product on your own blog? I'm asking this because my blog is just too freaky. People just come around, see what's new on it, any news or article or a podcast, and then just leave. So when to launch a product at your blog? And Pat, you're doing a great work. Keep doing it, and your great support for every blogger around the world. Just keep doing the great work. Take care.
Hamza, thank you so much for the question and also for the kind words at the end there. I truly appreciate it. And don't worry, I'm going to keep doing what I do here because I just love it. I just love doing this. And I love getting questions like this, not only because the questions are great and they're really helpful for everybody else out there, but just the fact that, you know, you are on the other side of the world and you are listening to Ask Pat, which just blows my mind. And, you know, we all have the ability to reach people around this world and change lives. And, you know, hopefully this question will help you, or the answer to this question will help you and everybody else out there listening. So, how do you know if your audience trusts you, and how do you know if it's time to launch a product? These are fantastic questions, and I think it can be a very difficult thing to answer because, you know, it's hard to know if you don't get to talk to your audience, and you're going to have to interact with your audience in one way or another, not necessarily through comments or discussions on social media, which will help, and that's how you can build trust, but through certain actions that your audience might take over time. So there's a lot of things that will help you or help show you that you have trust from your audience, and then we can get into the products and stuff from there as well. And so, you know, these things sort of overlap. So the first thing I want to share is, you know, build your email list. If you're not building an email list, you definitely should. And, you know, I think what you're doing on for the Barcelona Football Club is really cool. I follow soccer. I know my dad follows soccer, and Barcelona is always, you know, up there in the rankings and stuff. So it's a great football club. A lot of news and discussions and things about that. I'm sure there's a ton of content that you're writing about. And while doing so, that alone is helping you build trust. But you want to have your audience complete these tasks that are a little bit more than just reading, you know, clicking on something or subscribing to your email list is the one I was leaning toward. You know, if you can get your audience to trust you enough to subscribe to your email list, you know that they've trusted you enough to subscribe to your email list. Whether you give away something on the other end or you just say, hey, if you want updates sent to your email inbox, sign up here, they're going to trust you because people don't just give away their email addresses, right? So that's one way to know you have a little bit of trust. And then you can actually start having conversations with people over email. A lot of people don't actually do that with their email list. It's a fantastic way to build trust because when you think about it, you know, email is very personable. And when you have the ability using something like AWeber or MailChimp or another email service provider, you have the ability in one full swoop just to send an email to all of your subscribers and continue to build those relationships and build on that trust that you've already earned from them right there on your email, not one-to-one, but one-to-many. Although to the person on the other end that you're sending that email to, it does feel like it's one-to-one, and that's why it's so powerful. Another good tactic you could use, which will help you discover what products you could potentially share, is to think about the products you would like to promote and eventually create in whole, and you can sort of validate those products and earn even more trust from your audience by taking a little tiny part of that product and giving it away for free. Not only to just, you know, provide value to your audience, but it'll help, get them to take a little bit of action in terms of downloading it, understanding more about what you have to offer beyond just the content, giving them experiences beyond just reading content and leaving, but they're actually downloading something and reading it on their own. That helps. And also, the more that you test those things, the more you'll understand, okay, well, what do people actually like? What are people talking about? What are people liking the most? You can run surveys, which I think is what you should absolutely do as well, just to see what people are looking for, what people want, and what people need. And that stuff will help you along the way for sure. So parts of whole products, give those away for free. For example, if you are thinking about writing an ebook or something, I don't know what that ebook would be about. You'd have to test that by doing these types of things. But the first chapter you just give away for free. Even before you finish the entire book, maybe you give away just the first chapter to give people a preview, to get people excited, to get people on your email list, but also prove to yourself that, yes, you have something worth continuing on and doing. So that would be a good way to go about it. You could also promote products as an affiliate. And what's cool about that is you don't have to spend time creating those products. You can actually test product ideas by hooking up with other companies that may, you know, want to get in front of your audience and promoting those products. And that might be a great way for you to not even have to worry about creating products immediately, but just focusing on products that are already there that could provide value to your audience. So for Barcelona Football Club, you know, there could be some memberships, for example, that already exist that people can sign up for, where they get, you know, behind the scenes access to the football club or stories of some of the players and things like that. That's something a lot of people might want to pay for. Not everybody. And you have to think about this, too. Not everybody in your audience is going to respond positively or are going to even want be interested in it. But it doesn't take that many people in your audience to really do some good for you in terms of your income and also the value that you're providing to certain segments of your particular audience. So think about that. But those are the things I would do. You know, start to build that email list. That helps you build trust. Start to tease people with a little bit of, you know, these potential ideas that you have, you know, even doing things like, you know, coming soon type promotions or, you know, early bird type stuff, and promoting affiliate products just to, again, test the waters with your audience, but also be able to potentially make some money at the same time. So, Hezma, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for sending it in. An Ask Pat teacher is going to be headed, actually flying your way very soon. You'll get an email from my assistant with more information about that in the next coming weeks. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. And I also want to remind you, if in case you don't remember, to make sure to go to nichesiteduel.com if you want to go check out the case studies that I've done on the two niche sites that I have that are now making money. One of them's been up for over 4 years doing really well. Another one I just created last year, and I'm continuing to add new reports to those over time. So again, that's nichesiteduel or nichesiteduel.com. Forbes.com. Thanks so much. And let's end with a quote from Malcolm Forbes. And he says, "When you cease to dream, you cease to live." Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.